You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Breaking news tonight, Sean Puffy Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, a.k.a. P. Diddy. We saw the video of you brutally beating and kicking and dragging Cassie. And now you apologize? Now? Apology not accepted. I'll see you in court. Good evening. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us.
It's so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life. Sometimes you got to do that. I was f***ed up. I hit rock bottom. But I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm so sorry. But I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry.
I don't know about you, but he looks like he's reading to me all that. I'm sorry. Technical legal term. BS. He's not sorry he did it. He's sorry he got caught. Have you seen the video? Now, how is it at that time no charges were filed and you know hotel security saw the whole thing? Do you believe his apology? Is it not a day late and a dollar short? Well, apparently other people agree with me. Listen.
According to Ernest Owens, Sean Diddy Combs is only apologizing because he got caught. Owens calls Combs' apology another pathetic move, pointing out that Combs does not acknowledge Cassie Ventura by name or directly apologize to her. Combs has previously denied Ventura's allegations repeatedly, but this latest caught-in-the-act video has changed his tune. Owens says it is hard to take anything Diddy says seriously following several prior written attacks on his accusers.
Now, what written attacks are we talking about? I got to tell you something. There are a lot of criminal defense attorneys out there. This one will win your case. Ben Brofman. That's where you go when there's nowhere to go. Ben Brofman. He's representing Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy. Listen.
Cassie Ventura's lawsuit against Diddy includes a very specific event from March of 2016, where Ventura alleges that Diddy became extremely intoxicated and punched Ventura in the face, giving her a black eye. Diddy's lawyer, Ben Brofman, tells People in a statement that Combs vehemently denies these offensive and outrageous allegations and alleges that Ventura is filing the lawsuit after first demanding $30 million or she would write a book about their relationship. Brofman says Ventura is seeking a payday.
Now, remember, the lawyer is the mouthpiece for the defendant. The lawyer doesn't say anything that the defendant doesn't want said. So when you hear Brofman saying, oh, Cassie Ventura, she's just wants money. Nothing happened to her. This is BS. Yeah, no, we've seen the video. And all of his denying and claiming, and remember, this is important. That's what he says about all the women that are claiming he abused them. They all want a payday. I don't believe that anymore. With me, an all-star panel to make sense of what we know right now. But first, straight out to Kayla Brantley, investigative reporter, DailyMail.com, on the case from the beginning. You know, I think this is just the beginning, Kayla, but bring me up to date as of right now.
Absolutely, Nancy. And as you said, Diddy's only apologizing right now because he got caught. Everyone sees right through that apology, including Cassie Ventura, who released a statement via her lawyer, who called Diddy's apology pathetic, essentially. He's saying that he's only, or Cassie's saying that he's only compelled to speak out now because of this damning evidence. And as you very well may know, that abusers, it's not just an isolated incident. We can assume that this has happened before. Cassie did speak about this exact incident back in her lawsuit from last fall. She said that there was an incident at a hotel where he came into the hallway, abused her, and that Diddy allegedly paid $50,000 to the hotel to get the video and for it to never be released. Obviously, now we know CNN has now had that video, released it to the world, which now compelled Diddy to apologize.
Kiela Brantley, I think you're exactly correct. Listen.
Cassie Ventura escaped Sean Combs by getting on the elevator at the Intercontinental Hotel, leaving the hotel and going to her own apartment. At her residence, she fears Combs will be even angrier at her for running away, so Ventura returns to the hotel, intent on apologizing to Combs. As she returns, hotel security staff urge her to get back in the cab and go home. They've seen the security footage of Combs beating Ventura and throwing glass vases at her in the hotel hallway. In her lawsuit against Combs, she claims he pays the hotel $50,000 for footage of the hallway assault.
Again, joining me in All-Star Panel, in addition to Kiela Brantley from DailyMail.com, straight out to Sam Dordulian, sex assault lawyer and former L.A. County sex crimes felony prosecutor, founder of the Dordulian Law Group. Sam, thank you for being with us. You know, before video was pervasive, no matter where you go, there's a camera on you. Very typically, the defense would say, you can't prove that. Now we have a video. So the fallback is, let's see, the video was doctored, the video was tampered with, or I'm sorry, I'm a different man now. I'm praying for forgiveness. I'm praying to be a better man. I got counseling. Really?
You know, what's disgusting, Nancy, is that's what you hear all the time, is that I'm sorry, but why did he have to go and attack the victim in this particular case? If he truly took responsibility for what he did, if he truly was disgusted, as he claimed in his video, his supposed apology, then why did he call her a liar in the public? Why did he say she's just looking for a payday? And only when he got caught, now all of a sudden he's sorry.
Joining me out of Florida, a high-profile private investigator, former Federal Task Force, U.S. Department of Justice, also with the DEA. Joining me, Robert Crispin from Crispin Special Investigations. Robert, I'm sure you, having dealt with this same scenario many, many times as a PI and with the feds, people pay off hotel staff all the time. And right now, the word we're getting from inside the Diddy camp is that they are fast and furious trying to make sure other video surveillance will not emerge. What about it, Crispin? How easy is that to do?
Well, you know, listen, money talks. And this is probably not the first time it's happened in his camp. And if you go back, there's the allegations of they paid $50,000 for the hotel security to get that video out there in L.A. So I wouldn't doubt that they're fast and furious going after every single one of these allegations and every single one of these victims that they know of. They're back covering their tracks. It's an old trick. It's money talks, and people like money. So there's a lot of people that will do some bad things to cover some bad things, sadly enough.
So you think it's relatively easy to pay off hotel security, or really any security, get rid of surveillance, it gets, quote, taped over, it gets lost, nobody can find it. It happens over and over and over again. But the kicker is, they are not at a hotel security office. They are not under the same duty as officers of the court. It's their private video. If they want to tape over it, they can, unless somehow they realize they're hiding evidence. And why would they tape over it if they didn't know they were doing it for a nefarious reason, Crispin?
Oh, it's tampering with evidence. Carte blanche, it's tampering with evidence. And anybody who gets involved in this case moving forward who already has knowledge, I mean, how do you not have knowledge of this case? And you find a prosecutor or law enforcement or an agent who can prove through text messages or undercover surveillances or anything that you paid somebody off to get a video, you're catching an obstruction charge, and you're also catching a tampering with evidence charge. Now, back in 2016, when they got that video, none of this probably got reported yet. That's why they worked very fast and they threw $50,000 at these people to get that video, thinking it's not out there, thinking that nobody kept their own copy. And everybody keeps a copy of their own videos. Trust me.
To you, Kayla Brantley, joining us, investigative reporter, dailymail.com. 50 grand, that's like $10 to me. It's like nothing to Combs. I mean, what is his net worth?
Well, as Cassie said in the lawsuit, that this, the example of paying $50,000 was absolutely nothing to him. And it just shows his power and his influence. Now, reportedly, Diddy's a billionaire and he has so many different lines. He has Sean John, he has Revolt. And not only is he a music mogul, he's a fashion mogul and has been a legend in this industry. So his net worth is estimated around $1 billion. Now with all these legal blows, who knows how much it's going to go down to.
Well, as we know right now, his streaming has plummeted after this video emerges.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Joining us, Dr. John Della Torre, licensed psychologist and mediator who specializes in forensic psychology. Dr. Della Torre, thank you for being with us. Dr. Della Torre, I'd like you to look at your screen with me as we analyze Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy's, apology. Listen.
I'm so sorry, but I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry. It's so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life, but sometimes you gotta do that. I was f***ed up. I mean, I hit rock bottom, but I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video.
Now, you're the expert, of course, Dr. Della Torre, but as a layperson or just a trial lawyer, this is what I observe. Number one, I'm so sorry, and he looks away. That's a hallmark characteristic of a liar. They cannot look you in the face and just say, look, I'm sorry. He never mentions Cassie's name, Cassie Ventura. And, you know, a few days after that, she was walking the runway with a red carpet covered in bruises. What? Nobody noticed? But I'm sorry. To who? Sorry for what? He won't say it. He will not say it. And that was the number one rule when I would take a guilty plea in court. First of all, I'd swear the defendant in on the Bible or whatever they wanted to swear on. And they would have to admit what they did. And if they couldn't say it, I would give them a fair and accurate rendition of the facts of what they did. And then say, do you plead guilty? Did you do it or not? And if they would not admit to what they did, to hay with it. Get ready. Get in line for a jury trial. I'm happy to give you exactly what you deserve. So he never says what he's sorry for. He never says the name Cassie Ventura or Kim Porter or any of the other women that claim he abused them. He says, I promise I'm going to be a better man. Really? Since when? Because that beating was in 2016. And since then, there have been a string of denials where he actually attacks the victim, saying they are just out for money. They ought to sue him for that, for defamation. But that's a whole nother can of worms. I'm going to be a better man when the video comes out. He whines that he is in a dark place. What about the women that he has beaten and brutalized? And from what we've been told, much, much more. Sex abused. Now, we invited Diddy on today, by the way, and we didn't hear back, so he could answer up to these questions. He talks about hitting rock bottom, but yet he never did anything to make amends. Isn't that one of the rules of the 10-step programs? You have to acknowledge what you did and go and apologize and then make it right. I'm not seeing any of that in this BS fake apology.
No, and let me tell you what I'm seeing, right? As someone who treats sex offenders, what I'm seeing is what we call transitory guilt and reconstitution. What that means is that in the moment, the person can kind of feel guilty, but they're not actually feeling the empathy associated with having a victim. And the reconstitution is actually about building yourself in a position that the rest of the public won't believe anything that other victims say. So it's putting you back in a position where people believe that you're not capable of doing these kinds of behaviors anymore. And you see that a lot, right? There, under this video, there were a lot of comments of people, you know, in support of Diddy. The issue isn't that he's not, you know, saying sorry to the victims. The issue is that he's what he's saying sorry to is to all of the followers, the people that he can gather around him and that will be helpful in insulating him from other attacks that are going to be coming from him. This is still part of the offense cycle. This is still stuff that an offender does in order to protect their own ego integrity. All of this is just a play. It's a mask that the offender wears in order to prevent the actual feelings, because if he did feel any of these things, he would have stood up in court, he would have pled guilty, he would have accepted the punishment that he would have given, that they were going to give him. He would have wanted the most punishment, right? Those are the kinds of things that someone who actually feels guilty does. They don't go around claiming that all of this is a lie when they know video is out there. And they're certainly not going to do any of these kinds of videos where they're not actually saying sorry to the victims that have suffered at his hand.
Joining me right now, in addition to an all-star panel, is Shannon Henry, president and founder of SAS, which is Surviving Assault Standing Strong. Shannon, thank you for being with us. It's amazing to me that nobody noticed or commented upon Cassie Ventura covered in bruises following the attack we just witnessed. But that happens every day, doesn't it, Shannon? Where battered women go to work, they go to the grocery store, their friends see them, and unless they're wearing clothes from neck to wrist to ankle, you see the bruises. You see the black eye. I mean, how easy is it, apparently, for everyone to ignore it?
Very easy, Nancy, for everyone to ignore it. They're hiding in plain sight. And unless you know the signs to look for, you may not notice it. It's why we train people in hospitals and attorneys and law enforcement to see it and recognize it and be able to identify it quickly and get them the support they need. I do want to mention and go back to Dr. Della Torre and what he said, because I think it was so wise. I also want to say you can hit rock bottom. You can be an alcoholic. If Diddy is watching this tonight, you can do all of those things without being an abuser, without being a trafficker. Those things can be done. So while, you know, his apology is empty to everyone watching, I hope he understands, too, that those things don't constitute the behavior we see.
With me is Shannon Henry, president and founder of Surviving Assault Standing Strong. She has dealt with so many battered women, as have I. Typically, Shannon, I would see them when the attacks had gotten to a felony level, if they were still alive. And I will never forget, I was a rookie DA in a courtroom, and a woman and her partner, her husband, came in. He was dragging along behind her, looking guilty. She had on a hip cast from the hip all the way down to the ankle. She could hardly walk. A hard cast, you know, the white cement-looking casts, on crutches, trying to move forward. It was a court date for him, and she wanted to drop charges, and he was right behind her going, she wants to drop charges. Of course, I did not drop them, and I didn't blame her. I said, she wants to drop them, a-hole, but I'm not going to drop them. A lot of people are curious as to why Cassie Ventura, after this horrific beating, then stayed in the room. And I can tell you that because she thought he was going to beat her again if she tried to leave. She was sneaking out without shoes on. You know that when you sneak out of a room without putting your shoes on because you don't want to make a sound? She was doing that and then appeared on the red carpet. This video has just emerged from hotel security. I bet Combs thought it would never see the light of day. That video surveillance has emerged. CNN got a hold of it. And now the cat is out of the bag. So thank you to our friends at CNN. Shannon Henry, what do you make of it?
Well, there's lots of things that I see in that. Number one, he sees her as an object. He throws her around like an object. He kicks her like an object. That's what he sees her as. But what we see in Cassie is that she has learned to be compliant. When you watch her fall to the ground, she doesn't scramble to get up. She understands that fighting back could incite more danger. And this level of danger, the wrong kick to the wrong area of her body, could have killed her. He didn't care. He was in control. He took her things and he treated her like an object. And that's what we see.
Many people have questioned, and having worked at the Battered Women's Center, I guess a total of 9 years at night, a lot of people wonder, well, why did she stay with him? If you beat her like that, number one, it's not if he did beat her like that. She did not instigate that. That in no way was self-defense on his part. There are many reasons why she stayed with him. Obviously, the threat of more physical violence. But could you elaborate, Shannon Henry?
Well, there's several reasons why women stay. You know, we can look at a myriad of reasons, from financial reasons to children to the fact that they love them. Just because his definition of love and her definition of love are two totally different things doesn't mean that she doesn't have sincere feelings for him. Now, what we see in the video, when she does come back, she was more scared of not going back than she was about, you know, making sure that she was safe.
Shannon, he could ruin her.
He could ruin her. And she
knows
that.
He could ruin her in the industry. She is an artist herself. She has released one album after the next, after the next, after the next, successfully. Long way to go. That was one of her originals. She's got so many. Cassie Ventura is a star in her own right, and Diddy could have destroyed that for her.
That's right. And when you look at this degree of violence in this incident, it's hard for people to wrap their mind around why somebody would stay. But it, for her, it's either endure him or wait to be hunted down and destroyed. And that is unendurable. And so it's a matter of keeping your friends close and your enemies closer.
Someone on the inside with Sean Diddy Combs' camp is telling the Daily Mail the music mogul is in crisis mode, terrified that more videos of his hidden behavior could become public. The insider says that Combs' team is also concerned about footage that may have been recorded at recording studios. The insider also suggests that CNN may be in discussions with others who have damaging videos, suggesting there are other videos that people are holding in a vault.
Ruh-roh! Joining me right now is high-profile entertainment lawyer Daryl Cohen, former felony prosecutor, now named partner with Cohen, Cooper, Estep, and Allen. Daryl, thank you for joining us on your way to court. I really appreciate that. But Daryl, what could be worse for him right now than to give an apology, which admits you, quote, did it, but to give a half-hearted fake apology? Wait, Daryl, I don't know if you've seen it or heard it, but listen to this.
I'm so sorry, but I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry. It's so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life, but sometimes you gotta do that. I was f***ed up. I mean, I hit rock bottom, but I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video.
Really? Because that beating on Cassie Ventura happened in 2016. And since that time, Daryl Cohen, he and his lawyer, Benjamin Brofman, who I actually respect in the courtroom, have actually denied anything ever happened and claimed that Cassie Ventura and many other female victims are just, quote, out for a payday. He is making himself the victim. He's in a, quote, dark place. He's so sorry. Rock bottom. Those are all empty words because he hasn't done a D-A-M-N thing to make up, somehow at least try to make up for what he did. As a matter of fact, he reportedly has done the same thing over and over and over. That by far ain't his first time at the rodeo, Cohen.
So, Nancy, let's just convict him without a trial, without a jury, without an indictment, without charges. Let's just say, Diddy, he's the bad guy. Look, he has done some stupid, bad things, but he has owned up to it finally. It took a long time, but he's now owned up to it. And he said, I was not a victim of what happened here. I'm a victim of myself. And for that, I am asking for you to forgive me, give me an opportunity to be who I really am. And Nancy, we also know that the music business is fraught with problems. It's not good. It's just music. So I am not happy with the video, obviously. And if you are, you're crazy. But I am happy with the fact that he has said, I was wrong. I am now going to be a better person. And you can bet on it. You can bank it.
Really? You think you can bank it? Because Benjamin Brofman is not going to let his client admit to anything else. And the only reason Diddy, a.k.a. Sean Combs, issued that groveling and very fake apology is because the video came out. He's caught red-handed. And wait, so should I believe you or my lying eyes? Okay, because what you said did not happen in that video. He hasn't owned up to everything he did. And also, you seem to be blaming the music business. Hey, I haven't seen Dolly Parton dragging somebody up and down the hallways of a hotel. I haven't seen her paying out millions of dollars of settlements. I haven't seen Morgan Wallen out paying off beating victims. I mean, I can go on and on with this star and that star. Why? Because they didn't do that. He did. He did. And you're trying to blame the music industry?
No, I'm not trying to blame the music industry. I'm trying to explain it away as part of, unfortunately, what happens in that industry. And it's being cleaned up, but it's been slow to be cleaned up. And he did give a heartfelt apology. No, he didn't say, I did this
I'm sorry, I did that.
But what he said was, I was wrong. And I take ownership. He said, it's on me. He didn't blame anyone else. He said, it's on me. I did it. I'm sorry. And yes, Nancy, he apologized after the video came out. Can you imagine him apologizing in advance? No, you don't do that.
Why don't you do that? If you do something wrong, why don't you apologize?
You do once you're caught.
Because I'm going to apologize in advance for the ream job I'm about to do on you, because it's timing, Daryl Cohen. You were a prosecutor in the same office as I. I saw you try cases. I know that you know this is all theater. That apology came out within, 24 hours after the video came out? You actually believe in coincidences, Daryl Cohen? Because I have heard you myself tell a jury there is no such thing as coincidences in criminal law. But now, tonight, you have a different story. Amazing.
Not a different story, Nancy. It's not a coincidence. The video came out. And oh, by the way, that was 8 years ago. So someone is after Diddy for whatever reason. As soon as it came out, instantly, within 24 hours, he explained his actions as being wrong. I have no defense for it. I'm sorry I did it, and I'm going to be a better person. It was my darkest day, and let's just see how it rolls.
I'm so happy, because now you're saying somebody's out to get Diddy. He's the victim. This is part of a big conspiracy to get Diddy. Well, Diddy better hunker down, because there's going to be more videos and more victims coming out to speak.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Straight out to Kayla Brantley joining me, DailyMail.com. True, not true. Daily Mail, the biggest online news site in the world says Diddy in crisis mode because there are more videos.
Of course, Nancy. I mean, like I said before, if you abuse once, it's likely you've done it before. Obviously, they stay at hotels. And there's many instances. There's ex-girlfriends, not only Cassie, but you have Kim Porter. There's been time and time again, several women who have accused him or people, bodyguards, assistants, who have said that this is very typical for Diddy. So it's no surprise there that he is in crisis mode. Obviously, that apology video is part of the crisis mode, trying to, you know, smooth things over, which obviously I don't think many people have fallen for. But also, Nancy, I did want to provide some clarity on as to why he did not say Cassie's name. TMZ just reported that it's actually part of the settlement, the undisclosed amount that he settled with Cassie back in the fall, one day after she sued him for $30 million. Now, apparently TMZ spoke to a source who has inside knowledge of the settlement and that there was a DNA that neither Diddy nor Cassie could publicly speak about each other or say each other's names. So that does provide a little bit of clarity about why he did not say Cassie's name directly. And it completely makes sense as to why people were up in arms that he didn't apologize directly to Cassie.
Sean Puffy Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, a.k.a. P. Diddy, apologizes. Listen.
It's so difficult to reflect on the darkest times in your life. Sometimes you got to do that. I was f***ed up. I mean, I hit rock bottom. But I make no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video.
Joining me in All-Star Panel, everybody jump in. We're not having high tea at Windsor Castle. But hey, back to you, Daryl Cohen, entertainment lawyer, former felony prosecutor. I would not be surprised if a la Cosby and others, one of these women that he and his lawyer, high price lawyer, I might add, Benjamin Brofman, keep saying, oh, they're all lying. They just want money. I would be very not surprised if one of them decides to sue him for defamation. Remember when Cosby kept saying, they're all lying. I didn't do that to anybody. Drug them and rape them. Yeah, you did. And then they turned around and sued him after the statute of limitations had run, as it has in this case, for defaming them, lying on them in public. Watch out, Diddy. Here it comes. What do you think, Daryl?
I think that we see what we see when and if it happens. He has not named any one or two or three or 20 people. He has said, I was wrong. It was my darkest day. And I believe his apology. Is it late? Sure. But is it appropriate? Absolutely. Did he do it after the video came out? Yes, he did. That was an appropriate time to do it. And I think he's right. They're looking now for money if they wanted him to be prosecuted.
You think that the abuse victims are looking for money? Okay. Hey, you know what I just noticed, Dr. John Delatorre, renowned psychologist and mediator. Dr. Delatorre, did you see this? I just saw it when Cohen was speaking, as we were showing Combs speaking on mute. As he's talking, he's shaking his head no. Like when you say, yes, I really love you, and you're shaking your head no the whole time. Doesn't that mean something in your line of business?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're looking at the how everything is kind of matching up, how the words match up with body language. You're used to consistency, right? As human beings, that's what we want. And when we see something that's inconsistent, that raises our antenna, that puts us in an on guard position, because it makes us think that whatever we're being told at the time doesn't come across as genuine. Now, maybe he's genuine, maybe he's not, but it certainly doesn't feel that way when you listen to him and you watch him speak to you.
T. Robert Crispin joining us, now private investigator, former federal task force for the U.S. DOJ Department of Justice. Robert Crispin, you've seen a lot of defendants, a lot of lying defendants. Have you ever noticed how somehow they make it all about them, not the actual victim? Somehow the perp turns out in their mind to be the victim himself. And that's just what we see Sean Combs doing.
Well, I mean, listen, they can't come straight out forward and say, hey, you know, I'm sorry for beating you down on multiple occasions. They always like to smooth it over as, like you said, they're the victim and I was in a dark place and it was a bad time in my life. They never actually address exactly what the allegations are. They kind of like give you a global apology, which is going to incorporate everything that they've ever done. And I'm shocked that he came forward with this video, because this video did not do him any justice in light of everything that's pending against him, the investigation. How they even allowed him to release this bores me.
Paul Brendan, who was named as Diddy's drug mule in Rodney Jones' lawsuit, has taken a plea deal to dismiss the cocaine possession charge against him. Brendan was arrested at Miami's Opa-locka Airport while traveling with Combs the day the rapper's homes were raided. The Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office has said the drug diversion program Brendan must complete is a standard deal offered to nonviolent defendants with no prior arrests.
Are the desperate rats finally jumping ship? Rather than go down with the ship, the rats are taking deals.
Nancy, that's my old office from before the DA's office in Fulton. And they offered him a deal because he was a small-time, one-time-only OTO person arrested with a small amount of cocaine. Not a big deal. It's only a big deal if you put it together.
He took a plea.
So what?
I'm not saying he's a good person or a bad person. What I'm saying is he was on the inside of Combs' circle, and if he takes a sweetheart deal, you don't think the state's going to want testimony in exchange for a light plea sentence? Because I do. There's no way I take a deal on this guy unless he would tell me everything he knows about Combs under oath, on video, sitting on a stack of Bibles, okay? So I'm also wondering, and to you, Kayla Brantley, joining us, investigative reporter, dailymail.com, another Diddy associate, Combs associate, says he saw Combs beat not only Cassie Ventura, but Kim Porter, the mother of some of Combs' children. What do you know about that?
Yeah, Nancy, this was his former bodyguard who said that he did witness violence and that Cassie is not the only victim. He did mention Kim Porter. And obviously, there's a history here. And because he has so many people around him, such a big team, there are people who have witnessed this, and it's only a matter of time before they come forward and they give testimony, and time will tell.
We wait as justice unfolds. And to you, Sean Combs, it's never too late to do the right thing. We stop and remember American hero Deputy Marshal Barry Giglio, shot and killed in the line of duty, Louisiana. Survived by loving fiancé Pat and son Joseph. American hero Barry Giglio. Thank you to all of our guests for being with us tonight. But a special thank you to everyone joining us in seeking justice. Justice for those people that somehow cannot speak for themselves. Nancy Grace signing off. Good night, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.